At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Lacey from Bremerton is. Lacey, are you there?
Sure am.
And were you by any chance listening to the cheat sheet yesterday to get three of the correct answers?
I sure was.
That's my girl! Yeah!
Lacey, why are you letting me down?
Oh, no, you're going down, Steve. It's okay. Time for you to get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Lacey has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What is James Bond's code name?
007.
Correct. Who was the first man to walk on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Correct. How many four-year public colleges and universities does Washington State have?
Pass.
What NFL team plays at Soldier Field?
Wait, three.
No.
Soldier Field? What, sorry, again?
Yeah, what NFL team plays at Soldier Field?
The Bears?
Yes. How many Academy Awards has Meryl Streep won?
One, two, three.
Three, correct. In what Central European country can you visit a museum of failed inventions?
Pass.
What TV show are the Clampets
Austria.
From? Yes, yes.
Austria.
Which TV show are the Clampets from?
Beverly Hillbillies.
Correct. In the famous logo, what is the Morton Salt girl holding in her right hand?
An umbrella.
She is. How many Canadian provinces does Montana share a border with?
Three.
Yes. In the movie Free Willy, what kind of animal is Willy?
An orca.
Correct. How many four-year public colleges and universities does Washington State have?
Five, six, seven.
Six! Oh! Lacey, you just got a perfect 10.
Hey! Shut up!
We gotta be... Let's play it cool.
So peek behind the curtain. Our soundproof studios are not super soundproof. Like, for the most part, you can't hear what's going on inside if you're outside of the room. But when you guys explode with a, oh, I can hear that.
You know, she might have just cussed on air, Steve.
Yeah, I don't get the vibe that Lacey cursed.
Ooh, there are vibes, Steve. Are you feeling ready?
Yeah!
I don't know now.
What is James Bond's code name?
007.
Correct. Who was the first man to walk on the moon?
Buzz Armstrong.
No.
Buzz Aldrin.
No.
Neil Armstrong.
Yes. How many four-year public colleges and universities does Washington State have?
How many?
Yeah.
Three?
No.
Four?
No.
Five?
No. What NFL team plays at Soldier Field?
The Chicago Bears.
Correct. How many Academy Awards has Meryl Streep won?
One.
No.
None.
No.
Two.
No.
Damn
in
it.
What Central European country will you find the Museum of Failed Inventions?
Oh, man. I don't know. Mexico.
No.
Portugal.
No.
Aristotle.
No. Which TV show are the Clampets from?
Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills. Oh, my gosh. Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes. In the famous logo, what is the Morton Salt girl holding in her right hand?
That would be a rifle.
No.
I'm kidding. A shotgun. An umbrella.
Yes. Shotgun. How many Canadian provinces does Montana share a border with?
Three.
Yes. Steve, you did really good.
Yeah, not good.
You got six correct. But Lacey got a perfect 10.
What?
Yeah. It means that it's lost number 69. And I'm so embarrassed. I had mine upside down, so it shot right at the ground.
Did it shoot? You guys running confetti for this crap?
We did.
I hate you two.
Congratulations, Lacey. Nice work.
Thank you so much.
Lacey, great job.
That was very impressive. Let's go through the ones that you did not get right. Washington State has 6 4-year public colleges and universities. The number of Academy Awards Meryl Streep has won is 3. And the Central European country that you can visit a museum of failed inventions is Austria. One you didn't get to, in the movie Free Willy, what kind of animal is Willy?
A whale.
He is.
That's great.
Yes.
So who's cleaning up all this confetti?
Danny and I will clean up all.
Good, because I'm not touching a single piece of it.
I think our friend Lacey needs to check out that I Beat Mig shirt available in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
The Daily Mig Show.
We are so excited to be teamed up once again with Mary's Place, and we want to put brand new sneakers on as many local children in need as we possibly can. And they help thousands of kids every year. So we want to raise $20,000 to help these kids start out the school year with confidence.
And we've got a ways to go. Granted, we just started, but big shout out to David Wilford, donated $100 to kick things off for Kicks for Kids, and he even said, let's go Rockaholics. And absolutely, let's go Rockaholics. Raise as much money as we possibly can, because this helps out kids that are in need.
Go and donate right now at KISW.com. So folks might remember several months back when Metallica was out touring about that there was this viral moment that happened where a young rocker by the name of Russell was pulled up on stage
yes.
to just basically kick it on Lars's drum kit for a minute.
He literally sat on the floor, Tom, while they were performing when I think it was The Unforgiven.
Yes.
Yes.
And so we reached out to Russell's mom. Her name is Ann Watson. And Ann and Russell are on with us this morning because you guys actually just did another very epic thing in the world of rock. You hopped across the pond, went to Birmingham, England, and got to see Ozzy's final show and the Black Sabbath reunion that people had been waiting 2 decades for.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Yep.
And what, it was amazing.
I was going to say, well, how do you even sum up an experience like that? I mean, getting to see the a who's who of all the great metal and rock bands and then cap it off with getting to see Ozzy Osbourne one last time.
It was just like, it was insane because this happened and then all of a sudden this happened.
And Russell's like, my life is amazing.
But the other cool thing was that when that happened, like...
When what happened?
Like when Ozzy...
And oh, when
like,
Ozzy came on, yeah.
That was awesome and amazing. But then, like, Lars and the whole situation of that was super duper cool. So I really liked how that was.
you liked both of them. But no, to be able to be here was so historic, wasn't it? It was deeply, deeply meaningful. I think Russell and I are such devout metalheads. And to have that experience with my son, it wasn't even, I mean, okay, yes, the culmination of the day was getting to see Ozzy, which was such a bittersweet, like, emotional moment. All the bands, I'm still trying to wrap my head around what it was that we saw. Like, it was so funny because Russell and I were talking on the plane ride out there, weren't we, about like, okay, who are your favorite bands? And it's like, literally everybody.
Yeah, everybody on the set was like completely our favorite.
And it was crazy.
It was fantasy day just come true, you know?
And I'm just trying to like process it. Even I watched it on the stream and just thinking about some of the bands that play. Like I think about like even some of like the heavier bands, like Lamb of God, when they did their yes. Black Sabbath cover. And I loved how they did it because they kind of stayed true to the song for the first verse. And yes. then they scream, like he did a screaming kind of voice for the second verse. When, and I thought that was like a really cool way to like, you know, hey, we are still showing a lot of love and keeping it true to the original while also giving a Lamb of God feel to it as well.
I know. Russell, what did you think of Children of the Grave?
I thought that song was awesome. It was very heavy. It had that Black Sabbath vibe to it. I also feel like that Lamb of God did some Lamb of God in there.
Well, and they brought the energy up in the stadium.
Yep. Especially the pits. The pits were insane.
It was like the first time you saw the pits go crazy, right?
Yeah. There was like at least 8 pits.
It was amazing. That, it was like everything was incredible. But then something about them coming on stage, it was like, what would you say? They turned it up to?
They turned it up to 11.
Turned it up to 11.
Now, Anne, I know you're like me, someone that's in touch with their emotions. Out of curiosity, how many times did you have some waterworks? How many times were you brought to tears?
I lost count. I have no idea. We were there for, you know, we got there shortly after 1 o'clock and we stayed till 11 when it was over. So we were there for 10 hours and, there were several moments throughout the day when I just stopped because we were up in the nosebleeds. Like I didn't care. I would watch from the ceiling. I would watch from the toilets if I had to. I didn't care. I was in the stadium, right? I didn't care.
You weren't watching on a floor tom on stage?
I know, right? For once, Russell wasn't on the floor tom. But no, it was beautiful to be where we were, to have that bird's eye view in a way. I can't describe it. I felt more of that oneness. The energy was so big.
Yeah, the thing is like the stadium had like a big ginormous I don't know, like it was very loud. I would say that. A lot of fists going in the air.
But to see them all in unison, it was like a school of fish or something, right?
Yeah, when they were playing Battery, pits were going insane.
Metallica played Battery. Oh, we had our own 2-person pit when Metallica played Battery.
And I know you guys are giant Metallica fans, but would you say Metallica was your favorite of the entire experience, or was there a different band that kind of took your top spot?
There were some other bands that I loved, which was Lamb of God. They were awesome. Yeah. It was really cool. That was my first time ever seeing them, and I've always wanted to see them live, so that was really cool. And
Tool?
Tool was sick.
That moved me, actually. That was cool, right? What were some other ones that you really liked? I feel like Slayer was surprisingly, like, Russell was losing his mind during Slayer. That was sick. He counted how many?
There was at least 11
pits during Raging Blood. They were like, you know, good UK style pits with beer being thrown everywhere and people losing. But it was
The other cool thing when my mom went to go to the bathroom, there was cups, like people were stacking cups and making like a long snake.
I saw pictures of that, and that was pretty crazy. Some of them got pretty high up too.
Yeah, and like when they fall, everyone went,
So you mentioned about emotional moments, and I know I saw on like Facebook, on social media, and even like I experienced it myself and didn't expect to get caught up in that moment, but I did. When Ozzy performed Mama, I'm Coming Home, it felt like entire stadium was crying and tearing up, and also all of social media and all of the world that were watching on the stream were also getting emotional.
Yes. To be able to stand, again, with that bird's eye view, I made Russell stand in front of me so I could hug him, and we just like swayed, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I cried my eyes out. I'm just going to say what everybody's thinking. I mean, it's like, we know that Ozzy's not doing particularly well health-wise. Yeah. And so there was this moment I felt like, it felt like he was able to attend his own memorial. That was what it felt like.
Especially, because you could hear it in his voice. Yes. And you could see he wanted nothing more than to stand, but couldn't.
And that, I think we all lost it at that point. But you know, the other point where I completely lost it was when Black Sabbath was first coming out, and the sirens, like, you know, those sirens, they're haunting, that the air raid sirens that they play at the start when War Pigs is about to begin. And what was that like? It was red lights.
I like the Fantasy of Doom a lot, but I mostly love like how they like were very heavy when they started War Pigs, because they were really good. Like the drummer was insane. Like I was like, oh my god,
they're all insane, absolutely.
Also, he took his shirt off, and that was insane.
Well, you guys, I mean, following along on your stories was just an absolute treat, and it's so great to talk with you this morning, Anne and Russell, and hear your recap of the Ozzy show and the Black Sabbath reunion. Safe travels back home, and then when I die and get reincarnated someday, I want to be one of your children, Anne, okay?
And I know you guys are going to be featured on that Metallica documentary, the Nothing Else Matters documentary, so congratulations, and I'm excited to see how that's going to be as well.
Thank you. Yeah, we have the screening of that here in London on Friday night, and more to come soon as to when and how you'll be able to watch that. But yeah, it's very exciting. So thank you.
Well, rock on, Anne and Russell, and we will talk to you guys soon.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, you guys.
Take care.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a video of Cal Raleigh that has gone viral, and it's of him as a kid talking about being the home run derby champ at the All-Star Game. So many have already been commenting on this awesome video, and we're going to go straight to the comments about it at 8:20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A fantastic video has surfaced of Cal Raleigh. It's him as a kid.
Yes.
And he's singing about being the home run derby champ at the All-Star Game.
What do you say? Like, he's like about 10 years old in this video?
Probably.
And it's just like this really like just, I mean, it's just very vintage looking. Even though he's not that old, it looked like this video was recorded in the 80s.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
And by the looks of things, this could be a real thing.
I'm the home run derby champ. Oh. Stay in the You aren't going to pee. What'd you say? I'm the man. Oh, yeah.
He clearly writes songs just like my daughter. Every song ends with, oh, yeah. I'm the home run derby champ. And he's got like a little baseball jersey on. It's adorable.
Let's hope that he's been manifesting all this time.
And you know Major League Baseball, they're going to play the living crap out of this next week during the home run derby.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet they're hoping that he's going to win it so they can have him maybe perform that again. I don't know.
Many have been commenting on this viral video with Cal Raleigh, Big Dumper. So let's go straight to the comments.
And I would say 90%, 95% of the comments are just a love fest for Cal Raleigh. I think he's winning over the hearts of all of Major League Baseball fans, which is pretty awesome to see. But then also some people saw this as an opportunity to crap all over the Seattle Mariners. So we found some of those comments, both the good and the bad. And I figured, well, I'll be honest with you. I was like, I don't even know who to get to read this. I would be in cahoots with Cal Raleigh. And I tried to find maybe another famous Cal. Couldn't find anything. So this is completely unrelated. But I was like, I don't know. Big Dumper. I can't find anything. So I just went with Shakira for some reason. There's no connection to her and Big Dumper, of course.
But her hips don't lie and neither does his Big Dumper.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, just on a whim. I just saw her as a list of celebrities. So we have Robot Shakira reading the comments about Cal Raleigh singing a song as a 10-year-old about being the home run derby champ. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready for the first comment?
Oh, yeah.
No World Series appearances. But we will always have 1995, 2001, and 2025 Cal Raleigh.
When you say it like that, it is kind of sad.
It's painful.
Like, we don't really have much to hang our hat on.
Stings.
Just the time we made the playoffs when we shouldn't have.
When I was a child.
Yeah. And now Big Dumper.
Cal has looked the same his entire life. Poor guy started balding at like 10 years old.
Okay. Oh, Shakira, God. That's not nice.
Don't make fun of children's appearances.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He does look a lot like him, though.
Like, he has not aged.
There's no, like, guessing. Is that really Cal Raleigh or not? It's like, no, this is very obvious that it's Cal Raleigh.
Baby face.
At this point, if he doesn't do this bar for bar when he wins, the All-Star Weekend is a complete loss.
I would not disagree. Mm-hmm. You definitely need to hear this song again.
What you say? I'm the man. Oh, yeah.
It'd be so great if he wins the home run derby and then they go to interview him and he just busts into that.
He better.
I'm to build a statue of Cal outside T-Mobile Park.
Would it just be his butt?
It's just a mound.
Dude, if he continues to play, I mean, he's still not that old. They locked him in for many, many, many years, which, I mean, might be one of the better Mariner offseason signings that they've ever done. Like, they locked him in for a very reasonable price, and he's been having a monster season. If he could keep this kind of, I mean, granted, I don't know if he'll be doing this every season, but if he could keep this kind of a pace.
Yeah.
I mean, there maybe one day will be a statue, and maybe we'll be talking about more than just the time that the Mariners made the playoffs. That'd be nice.
What's up with the shitty video quality? Must be recorded on an Android phone.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Who the f*** is this guy? All of a sudden, he's everywhere.
I did see a lot of people like, who is Big Dumper? I don't know.
Learn his name. Say it.
It's like, oh, yeah, that's right. We're in Seattle where nobody pays attention to our baseball team.
Who?
Yeah.
Sorry, Mariners fans. You still suck. You just now suck with a really good catcher with a stupid f***ing nickname. Big Dumper? What? Was Giant Turd Cutter not available?
No, it wasn't. Wow. I think Cecil Fielder, he was called Giant Turd Cutter.
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are on a mission to put brand new sneakers on local children in need through our partnership with Mary's Place, and it's called Kicks for Kids. Steve, over the years, we have raised nearly $200,000 to make this possible.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a hope, a goal of raising $20,000 this year, which will help out a lot of kids that are in need, helps improve their confidence, their self-esteem, and also just a brand new pair of shoes to go to school wearing. That's an awesome thing.
And they even get to pick it out themselves.
Yes.
So you can be part of this magic by making a donation right now at KISW.com. It seems like for most of us, we wake up, we grab our phone, and it's just information overload because there's so much happening out there, especially in the world of pop culture. So if you're curious what's happening out there, we will help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
There's a man getting quite a bit of backlash due to a TikTok video that shows him participating in this fitness event with his girlfriend. They were kind of partners in the fitness event.
It seemed like a CrossFit type of a challenge where sometimes you do. I've watched my wife have competitions where she did it solo and then she's also done it with a team.
Yes. So they were participating together. She passed out.
Okay.
And ended up getting treated by paramedics, but he kept going. So this is a witness complaining about what he saw.
Some guy's misses. Started like falling and fainting at the wall balls, and I was like, told one of the judges, oh, can you help her? Then she hit the deck, fainted, and was full like twitching on the floor.
So the wall ball is like, well, you chuck that like kind of like heavy ball, the medicine type ball, I think, and then you go against the wall, hence wall ball. I see my wife do it, and I've never seen her pass out though. If I did, after I stopped laughing, and then I check up on her. Kidding.
And then her boyfriend just kept on doing wall balls, didn't go over and see her.
Well, in all fairness, he's trying to win the competition.
Obviously.
Yeah.
All the paramedics come over and start doing all this medical stuff to her. Boyfriend walks over, taps on the leg, and then looks at the judge and goes, do I need her to finish the race?
Did he pull a babe, you good?
Oh, ouch.
We don't know their relationship, though.
No.
Technically, no. And he's like, all right, sweet. And then ran off and finished the race without her. And then didn't even go back and check on her.
Yeah, she's dead weight.
Well, apparently the woman said that she made some comment that she wanted him to continue without her.
Okay.
But still, most people aren't going to assume that. They're going to assume that he's being a total D.
Yeah, I'm torn on this because, I mean, if they've had a conversation like, hey, if I pass, I'll keep going. Also, I mean, we weren't there, but did he check on her and she's like, I'm good, keep going?
I don't even know. Like, was he checking her pulse? What was he doing?
Well, he's not equipped to do that. He's not an EMT, so he's not going to serve any purpose. So,
I mean, don't you know how to check somebody's pulse, Steve?
I know how to check mine. I would do the mirror trick. Just put the mirror up against their breath. If I see some fog, I'm like, okay, she's good. Back to wall balling. Now, I learned something yesterday about you, Taryn Daly, that once again surprised me. I think we're learning that she's really not that much of a fast food connoisseur because news just came out that McDonald's snack wrap is returning July 10th, which is in 2 days, for $2.99, nearly a decade after it was phased out due to kitchen complications. Now, they've tweaked it a little bit, so they're just going to be doing fried chicken, so they won't be doing the grilled chicken as well. Keep it simple. They will have two flavors, ranch, Danny, I know you love the ranch, or spicy, Danny, I know you like it spicy. But I learned that our friend Taryn Daly has never had a snack wrap.
I had to like look it up and see even what it looked like.
Were you surprised?
No, actually I wasn't. She disappointed.
She had never tried a Big Mac, so at that point, snack wrap. I'm like, no, that was like a limited time thing.
With all due respect, she's a basic bitch.
I am a basic bitch.
And all she would get was the chicken nuggets.
Give me the nuggets and the barbecue sauce.
The McNuggets,
sauce.
Yeah.
Give me the McYum-yums.
Yeah, but the snack wrap, are you going to try it?
I think I want to. Also, I feel like $2.99 is a pretty good price point.
Oh, it's a great price point.
Right? I feel like so many prices have gone up recently with different things. Like $2.99 sounds like a screaming deal.
For $2.99, I'm about to eat meat again.
Oh, let's go.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve this morning? He's currently 224 wins, 69 losses.
Boom.
That 69 loss, 69th loss delivered this morning, by the way.
We're still cleaning up the confetti in this room.
We are. There's also 55 ties in your record, Steve. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you think you can beat Migs at 850.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.